Chapter 3. Becoming indestructible. Shields up, Mr. Sulu, as said by Captain Kirk. Having an impenetrable force shield. Safety is something that happens between your ears, not something you hold in your hands. Jeff Cooper. Well, the second part of the technique to control your mind is how to take that skill and turn it into an impenetrable force shield that will literally protect you at all times from the negative influence from the world about you and keep you aligned on your path to certain riches. I would imagine that you've started to apply the 15 seconds of positive thought after all the layers I've applied. I'd be surprised if you hadn't given it a go. If you didn't, by the way, then that is a dangerous sign as you are seriously fighting change. Until you decide to allow change to happen, then your chances of success are, in my opinion, virtually non-existent. If you cannot decide to help yourself and think about one of the most wonderful moments of your life, then you have to, of course, consider why not. So I suggest you consider that for a while if you're serious about creating the life you desire. But I'm going to assume that you've started to try and apply the 15 seconds of positive thought. Then you have almost certainly observed the natural tendency of your nutter to try and stop you thinking the way you want to. You've watched him, and if you've mastered it, you were able to control him, and you should have started to feel a little weird that there has been a nutter in control for quite a while. And why haven't you noticed him before? It doesn't really matter what has happened. What matters is that you can control him now, if only for short periods of time to start with. What matters is the next part of this skill. You need to now hold 15 minutes a day of wonderful, uninterrupted, positive thought. Yes, you must spend 15 minutes of your day in uninterrupted thought about the things you love.
Side note. If you're struggling to remember to apply the 15 seconds technique regularly enough, then you need to create reminders for yourself to do it. Little thought provokers that you place around your home and work to remind you to think. These are pattern interrupts to get you thinking. Each time you stop and see one, just think and you'll become present for a few seconds. Then go back to what you were doing. This technique is little but often, and it gets your mind used to becoming present. Do not leave these thought provokers in the same place for too long, because your mind will begin to see them as normal, and they will not interrupt your pattern.
By holding 15 minutes of positive, uninterrupted thought, you basically can instantly build an impenetrable force shield from the negativity, from bad media, misguided family, friends, work colleagues, etc. All of their influences on you will have no effect at all. Every day, you merely top up your energy shield with 15 minutes of positive thought. I had public humiliation, imminent bankruptcy, people hacking my emails, spreading lies, people just lying, opportunists trying to capitalise on my situation. Nothing could even dent the force shield, and it took no effort at all on my part. I was not strong, I did not need to be. Merely they could not get through an impenetrable force shield I had built for myself with just 15 minutes of positive thought a day. In fact, all of their negative energy actually just made it easier for me. So are you ready for some really powerful stuff? Now I know what you're probably thinking. 15 minutes? Hell, I've just had some of the hardest work I've ever had just being able to hold 15 seconds on demand. And I'd agree with you. So here's how you do it. It took me 3 weeks from first reading about this to actually planning a way of doing it and then doing it. Why is the 15 minutes so powerful? Well, in that time, you are going to appreciate what you have and be grateful for what is coming to you. Gratitude and appreciation have the same effect and create great power. But more than that, thanks to the law of attraction, whatever we appreciate and are grateful for, we will get more of. So if you want more of something, or you want something you haven't got, then you just need to be grateful for it. More on this later. But firstly, you need to get a notepad, which I called my golden book. I started with a notepad, and then over Christmas I brought myself a blank hardback book. And I now write the most powerful things I find and want to apply into my life in there. I have a book like this for all of my interests. This one is just for my self-improvement. Okay, so now you have to brainstorm all of the things you have that you appreciate. And you should not have any trouble doing this if you have acquired the skill of holding 15 seconds of positive thought. What I realised was no matter how good any thought was, I couldn't think about it for 15 minutes. So I simply decided to write down enough wonderful experiences I've had and then think about them in turn. It easily takes 15 minutes to think about the 79 things I came up with. Since doing this, I could come up with 100 more easily. I often spend 20 to 25 minutes, or maybe much more, just reading my list of things I'm grateful for. This is also the beginning of a habit of gratitude. But if you're struggling to come up with enough you're grateful for, then that's not a problem. Here are a few of the ones I came up with for myself. Also, when I look back at the list, out of the 79 things, Not one of them was a material object. A lot of them came from the benefit of riches, though. They are the best moments in your life when we become present and grateful. They are your best moments in life. These are taken randomly from my list. Me taking David flying. When I took the children to Lapland and they saw Father Christmas. Sarah bouncing about with happiness after I returned home at the airport. When I let David chuck a paper aeroplane off the Eiffel Tower. When my dad told me he was so proud of me. Being grateful for the view from the Empire State Building. The feeling I get when I know I'm going to visit Las Vegas. The feeling I had when I got property to work. An afternoon at Goodwood Racecourse with friends. Seeing Sarah in front of the killer whale at SeaWorld. Seeing Alison happy. Relaxing in the sauna. Chatting in the sauna with David. I could go on and on. We all have little things to us that mean a lot. If for some reason you don't, then you're missing out and you need to get more into the now, which again will be coming up soon. So when you've written your list of wonderful things, you need to relax and read them to yourself. Maybe the next day there is no rush. After all, if you rush, then you merely attract more rushing into your life, and you don't want that. And besides, as you will find out later on, there really is no need to rush. So when you're ready, take your list and think about the items one at a time. Remember the feeling you had when they happened and feel it. Really feel it again. It is a feeling that is easy to remember and repeat. Enjoy it for a while, as long as you want. And when you feel good and you are ready, move to the next one, and so on. Some days I won't think about some much, and then others I'll think about them more. I think it takes me 20 to 25 minutes, but I have no idea, as time really doesn't exist when you're feeling good. Also, when you spend 20 to 25 minutes on it, then achieving 15 minutes requires no effort at all. I practice this daily for a few months, and now I look at it twice a month, or any time I feel the urge. I am grateful for all of the wonderful times and experiences I've had, so guess what? I'll be given more to be grateful for. One of the things in the list above hasn't happened yet, but I know it is a certainty, and I am grateful for it. I can imagine it happening without a doubt, and therefore it is a certainty. On my grateful list, there are several things that haven't happened yet, but I know they will, and I am grateful for them too. I am not attached to the outcome of it, I just know it is certain. It is the one about Sarah at SeaWorld. She has never been, but I see that happening, and so it will, without any force, without any effort. I have merely made it clear that I desire that to happen, and I am not attached to how it will happen, just that it will happen in the best way and at the right time. So how can I not be grateful for it? This is, of course, just skimming the surface. For now, enjoy creating a list. These are the very best moments of your life. If you can't enjoy remembering those, then you have a real problem. Avoid at the moment anything that leads to a feeling bad experience. We'll come on to overcoming those later. For now, just positive, emotive stuff. If you find that one thing leads to a negative thought, then you need to remove it from the list. Jumble the list up and rewrite it so that you remove that thought pattern completely. This is an important element. So don't underestimate the importance of rewriting and breaking the thought pattern. Now, when you go into this state of gratitude and appreciation, you will find a power that will be just in you. People will notice something different about you. You will be able to just handle situations better and more easily without getting angry. Your frustrations with little things will have subsided a lot. We will come on to removing them completely later, but for now, be as present as possible and notice what others are saying about you and how you are feeling. You have started on the path to complete control of your mind. The more you practice this, the more you silence the nutter and the more invincible you become. When you have mastered the skill of instantly being able to hold a positive thought and practice the skill of 15 minutes per day of continuous positive thought, then you are well on the path to certain riches. One more thing. Towards the end, or at the end of your 15 minutes, have a go at bringing in no mind and hold no thought at all. If you are ready and you can do it, then you will experience the power of no mind and the calmness it gives you. This strengthens your shield as well. Then see if you can bring in no mind at different times of the day. See if you can, at a moment's notice, shut your mind off, but be completely present and aware. It doesn't matter if you can't do this yet. You will be able to do it with more practice. Well, that's lesson two. You now have a way to build an impenetrable force shield for use daily. And you have a way to regain control of your mind whenever you want to and hold 15 seconds of positive thought. You are also Now, fully aware that doing these things is the work that virtually all people shy away from, as it is the hardest work of all. You have now shone the light into the darkness, so you can banish it forever, if you choose to. So there you are. Regaining control of my mind was the foundation to how I started to turn it around. There is more to this, but I'm going to start to unravel a few of the background bits of noise first, so that when I share the rest with you, it will be much more powerful. Sometimes, with no mind, if I have a lot going on and I demand silence, I see myself inside my mind, holding out my arms in a way that says halt. In my mind, I can see the thoughts wanting to rush forward, and I simply say no. At this point, the thoughts just become patient. I do not know what the thoughts are, I just know that they are there being patient, waiting for me to allow them to come in. They are like children who are getting unruly, and I just say no. They realise they are out of line and they calm down. This is when I can literally hit the restart button on my mind. It can take as little as 1 to 4 seconds and my mind is completely clear and focused. Developing this skill may be something you should consider, but don't force it. Just allow it to come. It is like a byproduct of feeling grateful as you place each thought in your mind and you are grateful for it. Do this and your mind enjoys it, and it then patiently waits for you to add the next thought. Why not just not add one for a while? Summary of techniques so far. Bring in a positive thought which you are truly grateful for. You can expand around that thought. You can go deeper into the memory of it. You can create your list of what you are grateful for and spend 15 minutes a day being grateful. Being grateful of what you are grateful for creates more of that and allows less time to be filled with things which you do not want. Don't think about that too much, it's just the way it is. You can bring in no mind and restart your mind. Once you are a master of these techniques, which may only take a few days or maybe a few weeks, then you will develop an inner calmness which you will love. But if it is taking you longer, then it will be because of one of the other things we are going to cover. Remember, time doesn't really matter once you know you're on the right path. Time only matters when you're worried that this path may end up in a disappointment and you have to start looking all over again.